Good afternoon, Audio Boo. This is Shelley Betty 1966.
And Tony Baby Ra, Premium Potatoes.
He's making chips, homemade chips, aren't you?
Yes.
And I'm having fish fingers and chips.
And I'm having fish fingers and chips.
Maybe with some beans or spaghetti or something, I don't know what. And the girls are having chicken burgers or... I don't know, actually, might have chicken burgers. Is there enough one each or not?
Yeah.
Maybe, okay.
Wakey, wakey, back.
Oh, my God, I'm standing here yawning. Tony has baked biscuits today. These are Gail's favourite biscuits, the ones that she likes. Well, likes the sound of, anyway. Actually, where's the tab last to come in it?
Oh, no,
So Tony's been making biscuits.
You're
going to
count them as you stick them in there, aren't you?
No, I'm not going to count them, I'm just going to stick them in.
Oh, you're no fun for the people on the...
Well, there's a whole plateful. I'm not going to stand and count. There's at least 40. That's that. Today's been a nice day, hasn't it?
Yeah, apart from when it was... No,
generally, not the weather. The weather's been a bit rubbish, but we've had... Hannah has passed her theory driving test today. Can you turn it down?
Yeah.
That's loud. So Hannah passed her theory driving test, so first time she's done it, and she passed first time, so that's really good. I'm really impressed with her. She's a bit concerned because she's not very good at... exams and things. She doesn't like doing exams. But she did very well, so that's good news. We have got so many gadgets in this blooming house. Tony is now getting a gadget now that cuts and slices chips, which means more washing up for the dishwasher, which means it won't all go in one load, it'll go in probably two loads, which is ridiculous.
No, they're all going in one load because it's on now. So the next load will be all the stuff we use at dinner time.
Yeah, but we don't need... You could cut them. Oh, that's a bit crumbly.
Yeah, but I couldn't do it as quickly as this, does it?
It doesn't matter. Ow, that's loud. It's a good machine because I can use it, but Tony likes it. Don't you? You like your little gadget. So that's that. Hannah passed her... There you go, they're done. Passed her exam. There we go, cover them up. I think we're making cakes tonight.
We're going
to my aunt's. She is exactly the same age as me. There's 6 months between us. She's 6 months older. I'm going to get away because it's been loud.
That's it? Done.
So she's 6 months older than me. We're going down there for dinner. I don't know what she's cooking, she hasn't said. Go and get busy, Pocket, I'll get you dinner. Good girl. So we're going to go there for dinner and I said we'll take dessert. So I'll probably take a cheesecake, which I've got in the freezer, and Tony can make a cake to take with us. Although, if my dad knows about it, he'll want the cake, won't he?
Yep.
So we have to be careful because my dad gets quite jealous when he doesn't get any. So we're doing that tomorrow. What else are we doing? Right, hold on, Pocky. I'm just going to stick you on the window sill, Fat.
I don't do holding on, buddy. No, we don't
know. Yeah, my mum came round today I've hooved all the floors and washed all the floors today. So that's nice. So that's that. I think I should do that too. It's been a... Still waiting for them to come back to our back door because it's still not that safe. It's not very good. I've been trying to ring the housing association, but the manager or whatever he's called, the home housing officer, that's what he's called. He doesn't seem to come back to us, so we're going to have to harass him tomorrow. Go on, let's go. Yeah, so we've got to wait for the housing officer to get back in contact with us. Good girl, Box. She's eating. So, yeah, so that's us today. That's what we've been up to. As I say, tomorrow is... Pardon? Yeah. Thanks, I fed my dog. And the bit of bad news is we've lost one of our cats. Smudge, or Gaylord as I call him. Bless him, he's disappeared. We haven't seen him since Saturday, I think it was Saturday morning. So I don't know what's happened to him, bless him. I hope he's just gone off wandering around, but I'm getting a bit concerned now. It's been a while. I think we'll be putting up notices tomorrow. Because he usually comes back. He's quite old. Well, I say he's old. He's not that old. He's 10, I think. Oh, was it another day? Yeah, so that's that, really. It's pretty sad. I don't know where he's got to, bless him. So I'm now beginning to get worried, because sometimes he disappears for a little while, but he comes back. But we'll have to put notices up and start looking. We've looked everywhere. We've called him, shaken biscuits, the usual stuff you do. I've driven around looking as well, but we haven't seen him. So sometimes he could have got trapped in someone's garage or something, but we'll have to see. So yeah, that's a bit of sad news. So I'm a bit worried about Smudgy Cat. But yeah, so anyway, I'm going to go, and I will catch up with you all soon. Hope everyone has had a good day and had a nice weekend. I just hope we find our cat soon. You take care, everyone. Bye.